90.1 FM Turmoil, music from UXA from their new release Tree Punks at Real School. That was Cotton Pickin' Punker here on Turmoil. Let me run down what we heard before that. We heard The Bags with Survive and Saki with The Death of Common Sense. A little late, but as promised, we do have DD Detroit from the band UXA on the telephone. DD, thanks for taking the time out to talk to us this evening.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, that song, Cotton Pickin' Punker, sort of like sums up the history of the band. For some of the new listeners out there, can you just like give us a brief history of the band? If you've been around forever.
Mostly about my history. It's about UXA's history and mine personally, because in Detroit, my first band was punk rock, kind of a glitter punk rock band, mid-70s, 76. And I met New York Dolls at that time, and the Dead Boys, before they were called the Dead Boys, they were called Frankenstein. Talk about in the early part of the song, and that, you know, Iggy Pop was one of the first punkers. And then the rest of the song goes into how I moved to San Francisco and started UXA, and then moved to Los Angeles and made our first record there. And then we moved to New York, and we played with Johnny Thunders, and when he was in a band called Gang War with Wayne Kramer from MC5.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Then it goes on to say we play with Bad Brains and Black Flag, and also with Fear, and that's it.
Okay, now you've been, during the 80s, you kind of laid low for a little bit, you know, doing some solo stuff, but now the band is back together, you've got some new members now, it's an all-female band now, you were saying the other day.
All right, we got Susie Owens on drums, she played on the album, and she's been playing with me on and off for the last 3-4 years, or she played 3 years with us straight through, and a couple of tours here on the West Coast, up to Seattle and stuff. And we have a bass player, a girl bass player I finally found that I really like. I really like her playing, and she's real dedicated. So, yeah, we're probably going to go on tour as this three-piece coming up here this summer. Hopefully going to get to New York.
Okay, girl, we'll definitely be looking out for you when you do come this way. Now, the new CD is called Tree Punks at Real School. Why don't you give an explanation what a tree punk is and what you mean by real school?
Yeah, this is great, because, you know, I've always been a person who likes the outdoors. I like trees and stuff. My favorite color was green when I was a little girl, just because it was, the trees were green.
Uh-huh.
And it was just funny because I met some punkers at a show, and Hollywood, and this guy goes, "Oh, we're tree punks. We come up from the mountains and, you know, fresh air, clean water." And I go, "Wow, that's so cool. I go, I'm going to write a song about you." And I go, "Give me all the names of the people who are tree punks." And gave me all the names, and I wrote the song. And I mentioned Robin Hood in it because he's one of my favorite characters. And just thought they like to party, and they're watching for the sheriff and stuff because they come from up in Lake Arrowhead area.
So it's totally different in the city. I guess they're called squatters and the...
They did squat in the city, you know, when they come down to L.A., you know, they were squatting around Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
And somebody said, "Oh, you guys aren't like Hollywood punks. You guys are like, you're mountain punks. You're tree punks." And that's how it happened. And I just thought it was really cool. And I was like, I was born a tree punk. That's how I feel.
And what do you mean by at real school?
Okay, now real school is a phrase a friend of mine came up with... Oh, God, I forgot his name. This is terrible. His name's, Richard White. He was having trouble because Brett Gurewitz, they were going to make like a deal about putting out some live footage of Bad Religion, which Richard White originally took.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big riot with Pennywise and Bad Religion on the show in the early 90s. And they were always talking about, maybe, you know, he'd put it out and everything. But actually, at first, Richard just gave some TV station the rights to put it on the news. And then what happened, like all of a sudden, a couple of years later, Brett Gurewitz added that riot and took it directly from the TV and put it on a Bad Religion Pennywise video. And then Richard found out about it because he never got Richard's permission to do it, and then he put it out without Richard's name on it, too. He took Richard's name right off the credits.
Wow.
And it was a big lawsuit, and they threatened Richard. Threatened Richard over the internet and everything, but I think he finally got it straightened out and got some money. I don't know how far it went now, though, but he goes, he was making fun of Brett Gurewitz, going, "Well, that guy's, he's not about, it's not about old school, it's about real school, being real, you know?" And He goes, I think, he goes, Brett's more into preschool. Anyway, I don't know. People are going to probably get a big crack up out of that right now. Hope I don't get in trouble. No. But Brett, I don't know. People try to get assigned to Epitaph a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And at first I was, you know, I thought, oh, this is cool, but he never wanted to put us on there. He doesn't have very many girl bands on his label.
Right.
I'm glad we never signed with him because I don't, he became like corporate in his attitude, and I don't know. He doesn't have enough bands on his label that are conscious. I'm into the conscious punk. Mm-hmm. I'm not into like the just let's just drink beer and be stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Now the
this band, you know.
Right. Going back to this, the new CD, it sort of spans almost 20 years of your writing. I noticed some of the songs you have, Social Circle, going all the way back to like 79.
Yeah,
and
the
and
reason
you got
I did that is because Social Circle was a very favorite song and still is. People love to hear it. It was the first release we ever did on Tooth and Nail compilation with the Germs and the Controllers and the Flesh Eaters. And it wasn't on our first album. So I thought it was, you know, a good idea to redo it. And we did a couple of the other songs, like 1995 and Visitors, which also were not on the album. They were just like on a single.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was cool to redo those songs. Now, any other songs, most all the other songs were written after 1990. Night to start in 93. Was there anything else?
Well, Power Supplies also.
Oh, Power Supplies, yeah.
Right, which is a favorite of mine.
Originally a Dee Detroit and the Cartoons song, and the bass player that wrote the music, I wrote the words, he wrote the music, he was a skateboard champion in the early 80s, Kent Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a real cool guy. So, he lives in Hawaii now, I guess.
Okay, we're going to give our listeners another listen to the CD, because, we're all fighting for it here at the station, because it really is really good. We're going to play What Do You Want? Do you want to, like, maybe introduce this a little bit, or should we just go right into it?
What about the song?
Yeah.
Do I know what it's about?
Yeah.
Mainly because I wrote that song, What Do You Want, because I think people have to, like, kind of surge inside and know that, you know, money and fame and things like that aren't going to change your lives. You know, it has to change from within, because, and I always use Kurt Cobain as a example, because I met him and everything, but I came to the conclusion about him is like he was really smart and everything. He said things like God is gay, burn the flag, and he had the guts to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that much about the music business, and even though he said he was into the early 80s punk bands from LA, he didn't really seem to, you know, he was too just too confused about his own personal life, because really bad things happened to him in his childhood, like he was molested by his grandfather and stuff like that. That's what I heard, and I think he just had so much pain and everything and confusion. I mean, he didn't know, you know, he got signed, and next thing you know, I mean, he couldn't take care of his own personal problems. He was swept up by this fast fame and everything, and you know, so he didn't really, you know, wasn't able to grab a hold on what he really wanted and have the control to do really what he wanted to do. But he was really for women's rights and everything, and that's one thing I really, really respected about him. It's just sad that he had to die in so much pain, you know, because he couldn't deal with it anymore.
Okay. This is UXA. With me on the phone is Dee Detroit of the band UXA, founding member, and still going strong after all these years. And we're going to play something from their new CD, Tree Punks at Real School. This is What Do You Want from UXA here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM Turmoil. That was What Do You Want from UXA. That's from their new CD, Tree Punks at Real School. Taking time off from work, and we don't have much time left, is Dee Dee Troit from the band UXA. Dee Dee, we'll just kind of wrap this up real quick because I know you're being called back. We were talking about the Tree Punks earlier, and one of the, it's a very unusual song, musically, I should say. And why don't you give us a little bit of background about that, how that came about?
I just, like, in recent years, I just kind of got more into bagpipes and going to some Scottish festivals and Irish festivals and Celtic festivals, you know, and I go, and then when that song came about, and I mentioned Robin Hood, and it kind of just dawned on me, why don't I put some bagpipe music in here, you know, put some bagpipes, and so that's how they came about. So I put some bagpipes at the beginning with the Scottish drumming and everything. Originally, we did the song, we had a keyboard bagpipe, and that didn't sound as good, and I finally got the real thing this time.
And how's the band been received? After, you know, you've been laying low during the 80s, and now you're coming back. Are you being accepted these days, or is it just
people? I think even better than ever, and I feel a lot more focused because I feel like I'm around people that are more like me now. There's more anarchists. I feel like I've always been an anarchist, but I never put that label on myself because I really didn't really understand it completely, really what it meant. You know, you can't find the real. You know, dictionary, there's only one definition in a dictionary that I ever thought was really close to it. But what it means to me is, like, it just means, you know, it's non-government living that fits the needs of people, you know, without elitism, because all governments are always about elitism and exploitation. And that's what I think. So anarchy is not about just disorder and chaos and just violent overthrow of the government. It just means, you know, consciousness, you know. But I also think it means, consciousness and justice for animals and the environment, too. I mean, I wrote a new song. It's not on the album because, you know, I just wrote it recently. It's called Anarchy is Justice for All. It's going to be coming out on a compilation coming up soon. It's going to be a benefit comp for some different organizations and everything that are, you know, progressive, conscious.
Okay, now if people want to order the CD, how would they go about that?
Just write to UXA, Post Office Box, number 291-306, and LA, California, 90027. And if you're going to send a money order or a check, write it to D, capital D, period. So that way I can cash out. Or if you want to send concealed cash, I'll just send $10. That'll include the postage and everything. If it's overseas, then $12.
Okay, Dee Dee, I know you have to get back to work. Thanks for taking the time to talk tonight. And I really appreciate it. And I'll be talking to you real soon. And we're going to end up this interview right now with the song Tree Punks from UXA. They have a new CD out, Tree Punks at Real School. Once again, thanks to Dee Dee for taking the time to talk.
Thank you. Hello, New York.
Okay, hold on one bit. This is Tree Punks.
Friends of mine, I swear they
90.1 FM Turmoil. That was Tree Punks from UXA. Once again, I'd like to thank Dee Dee for taking the time out. She's at work right now because it's you know, busy life out there in LA, and she's at work, and she took the time, good like 20 minutes, which I really appreciate, to talk to us tonight. And this is sort of to be part of our like Women's History Month presentation. I'm really glad she called up, and I thought we lost the interview because I didn't remind her, but she came through with flying colors, and it was really great talking to her. And yes, and you should definitely, write to pick up the album. I'm not sure who the distributors are for the CD, but you can write to UXA at P.O. Box 291306, Los Angeles, California 90027. It's $10 by mail order. Send the cash, concealed cash, or get like a money order made out to cash and send it out to them to pick up the CD, Tree Punks at Real School. Like I was mentioning earlier, there's 13 songs on here, and I think nine of them I really like a lot. And for me to, Jessica and Ron will tell you we get lots of music in, and to even find one good song on the band CD is really difficult. And UXA comes through again with a really great CD, Tree Punks at Real School. So if you want the address, give us a call here and we'll give it to you, and you can pick it up for $10. We are in the midst of Radiothon 98. This is where we ask you, the listener, to help pledge your support for WUSB and to Turmoil. Our phone number here is 632-6901, area code 516. Lines are ringing up right now. Ron's going to run out. We do have a lot of little nifty premiums to offer you for your pledge of support, whether it's $5, $10, $15, whatever you can afford. We do appreciate you taking the time out to pledge to keep WUSB on the air. We only do this twice a year. We're trying to raise $43,000, which is a drop in the bucket for most stations. Some commercial stations take that much in like a day in advertising alone. We're trying to do that for a whole year. We are non-commercial, so we don't air commercials, but the cool thing is that we're able to play whatever we want. We're a freeform station, an alternative station, and we can play punk bands, we can play ska, reggae, we can do interviews with bands such as UXA, Toy Dolls, Anti-Flag coming up in the next couple of weeks. We can do ticket giveaways and prizes and do like a special on women bands such as we're doing tonight for Women's History Month. So please give us a call, 516-632-6901. None of us here like doing this because it's more like we're begging for money, but it is a necessity to keep the station on the air. And we ask that everybody does their part. All the other programs here on USB, they're doing the same thing. It's not just Turmoil asking for money. All the programs are asking their specific listeners to help support WUSB, keep us on the air, to help us pay off some of our bills and some of our expenses. So there you have it. We've got 12 minutes left. All Ages show is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Christina is in tonight. We have lots of other stuff planned for the next week or so. So just give us a call. And Ron just had something interesting to say.
Yeah, I just want to thank Mark from Floral Park. He's picking up a State of the Union compilation, the DC Benefit compilation, for his pledge of $10. Thanks a lot, Mark. And just remember, we'd rather be playing the music than doing the pledging. But we really appreciate all the support all of you folks who've called tonight have given us.
Okay, Jessica, you've got another great band to play for us.
Yeah, the Gits, another band from Washington. With their song Spear Magic here on... Oh, wait. Spear Magic and Magic Helmet here on Turmoil.
632-6901. Please call up and support us.
Darling, these are the Gits. Behind, two against one. You said you've been a bad girl. That's
90.1 FM. Turmoil, that was, I'll let Jessica read
that,
this.
That was the Dread with Punk Fix. And who's the girl member in that band? Is there one?
Athena.
Yeah, we spoke to her a couple of, last year or so. Before Jessica, BJ.
BJ before Jessica. Very funny. Okay, started the set off with the Gits with Spear and Magic Helmet, and then after that was the Dread.
There's another reason why you should send money, because Jessica puts up with my lame jokes.
632-6901.
I'm not going to pick on you anymore. I'm going to pick on Ron from now on. 632-6901 is our number. At Radiothon 98. This is our last 6 minutes. Next week, Arnie Pritchett will be on, since it is the first of the month, and he'll be on April 1st.
like the period.
I see you got a problem.
Hey. What a way to kick off the end of Women's History Month.
Yeah. Man, what do I have to put up with?
Kick his butt.
Right ahead. anyway, we've got lots of nice premiums for you. We're going to wrap this up real quick because Christina's on with All Ages Show next. If you can pledge any amount, $5, $10, $15, please do so. Call us up at 632-6901 or 1-800-394-WUSB, which is 1-800-394-9872. Remember what I said before, don't wait for the other guy to pick up the phone and call and pledge their support. It's up to you to do it. Just like anything else in the world, only you can, prevent forest fires, and only you can make a difference, and only you can help support WUSB. If everybody just sat around waiting for the next guy, nothing would get accomplished. That's going to pretty much wrap it up for us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Hopefully we'll either have a Toy Dolls interview or an Anti-Flag interview, depending on when one of us can get in and do some editing on those interviews. Once again, thanks to Dee Dee Troyd from UXA for taking the time out this evening from her work to call in. And that's that's a really cool thing when someone in a band who can actually take some time off from their job to call us up. So just for that fact alone, you should support WUSB and support Turmoil for making these people practically lose their livelihood by coming on to do these interviews. We're going to end up tonight's show with another old band from the late 70s. They're called The Nuns, and this is from a CD put out in 1994, featuring music from The Nuns when they reformed back in 1993. It's called 4 Days in a Motel Room, The Nuns, The Greatest Sins. We're going to hear Media Control from then, which was a classic, and that's going to pretty much wrap it up for us. This is Steve Kreitzer. And I guess I'm by myself tonight.
And Jessica Roach.
These guys, this is like a Broadway show or like a TV show. I have to throw my arm out to prompt them.
I need cue cards for my name.
Yes. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Remember, we've got the website at www.wusb.org/turmoil. We are going to try to get some photos, and we're going to try to transcribe some interviews on there for folks who want to check that out.
And tell your out-of-town friends that you can listen to WUSB and Turmoil on the web at that website.
Right. Go to that website, get the information on how to do it so you can hear us all over the world. Okay, that's it for us. Have yourselves a safe and a good 2 weeks. Arnie's on next week. Christina's up next. These are The Nuns with Media Control here on WUSB Stony Brook. Out. A revolving door.
own fate. We'll make you scream and shout. Media control. The media control.
Yeah.